One of the Bush Cheney campaign's first reactions to the Edwards announcement was to post an ad on the campaign website. It's called First Choice, and it's about John McCain. A less than subtle reference to John Kerry's courtship of McCain for the ticket. Let's hear an excerpt of that.
He deserves not only our support, but our admiration. That's why I am honored to introduce to you the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
And not to be one-upped, the Democratic Party launched an ad on its website in response, also featuring John McCain.
Governor Bush is one of the great polluters in history. The air quality in Texas has gone down.
Joining us now to talk about all this is Michael Cornfield, the senior research consultant at the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Thanks for being with us, Michael.
Glad to be here, Lynn.
Let's start with that Bush-Cheney ad. What's going on here?
Well, they're trying to steal the thunder from the Edwards nomination. American presidential politics the last few weeks has become sort of a game of Hollywood squares. First we had Reagan, then we had Clinton, then we had Hitler. Now we have Edwards and McCain. You just kind of wonder what celebrity is going to come up next week.
Well, and they've called this ad First Choice, although that's not mentioned anywhere in the ad itself. But do you think that voters are going to get that message?
Well, this isn't aimed so much at voters as it's aimed at activists and opinion leaders. The people who get their news from the Internet are largely political sophisticates who are tuned into the strategy, much as your listeners are. And so whether or not this trickles down to the voters depends on what the buy on television is more than what gets released on the web. If we start seeing the John McCain ad a lot on cable television and broadcast television in the coming weeks and they keep using it, then it'll become a significant impact on the voters. But right now it's aimed at the influentials.
Michael Cornfield is a senior research consultant at the Pew Internet and American Life Project, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Michael, what about the Democratic ad? What did they do to retaliate?
Well, they went to their database and they looked under the file that said John McCain, and they extracted a lot of clips from the McCain campaign in 2000 and statements he's made in Congress and on Sunday morning talk shows since, and they're trying to say, again, to these political sophisticates, well, McCain has endorsed George W. Bush, but let's not forget that when it comes to issue positions, McCain is a lot closer to John Kerry on the issues that matter than he is to George Bush.
Ron Elving, is this unprecedented, this kind of use of someone like Senator McCain by both sides?
Well, the specifics of it, I think, are probably unprecedented. I cannot think of another example of where a party nominee flirted with the idea of bringing someone over from the other party as his running mate and then had that person essentially spurn him and become a cheerleader for the other side and then so forth and so on. I mean, there have been other discussions of unity tickets. There have been other discussions of trying to get across the party aisle. And if you go far enough back in our history, you'd actually find some. I think you have to get back to the Civil War. But it's not a usual situation to have both parties fighting over the image of one maverick who actually has probably an equal number of friends in both parties. That's not necessarily a good state of affairs if you're John McCain. But he has decided to keep his lot with the Republican Party, and so he is going to be, his image is going to be successfully exploited by his home party. That makes sense.
Paulette, any historical precedent for this kind of electoral behavior?
Only in love. Only in love. Not in in politics, I'm afraid.
Let me just turn once again to you, Michael Cornfield. These ads were both launched on the web. Just another example of how important the web is becoming to political campaigns now.
Well, that's really true, especially in the sort of pre-October phases. It's become trendy this year to say that television matters less and grassroots campaigning matters more, that what you really need to persuade swing voters and to get all of your supporters to the polls are people who are willing to walk the precincts and knock on doors. And the Internet is the best way to reach the people who are going to knock on the doors. So it's sort of a two-stage process. And Those people are reading their emails. They get emails once, twice, even three times a week from the campaigns. They go to the websites. They go to the blogs. They're keeping up with the dialogue. And so that's why the Internet is much more important this year than it was 4 years ago.
Of course, these ads are going to be aired on television as well.
Some of them are. I don't know whether the Democrats have said that they're going to air their ad on television. I know that the Republicans intend to air their ad.
And, of course, the web also played a major role in Kerry's announcement. He announced it first on the Internet.
Yeah, he did. And what was also interesting is that a site, Aviation Week, had this story before any of us did last night. I was saw that a blog run by Aviation Week had someone last night at 9:45 saying, "I just got out of the hangar and I noticed that they were painting John Edwards' name on the Kerry plane." And that was proof positive. But so it's really amazing the breadth of the Internet and the number of different niches there are and where news emerges first.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
Michael Cornfield is the senior research consultant at the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Paul, let me just ask you one last question. Were Kerry Edwards to win, who do you think would be the best model for vice president for John Edwards?
I've always liked the Mondale model. He was very effective, very quiet. He was kind of the stealth vice president. If Dick Cheney is the Velcro vice president, Mondale kept his presence very low-key. He was very influential in the early years of the administration, did not take these visible assignments that both Gore and Cheney did. I like what Mondale did. It's a good role to follow.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Paul Light is a professor of public service at New York University and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He joined us here in Studio 3A, and also joining me here in Studio 3A was Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor. Do you have a last word or two, and that's about all you have time for, Ron?
I wish all four of the major tickets, that is to say all four of the people on the major party tickets, the best of luck.
Okay, thanks, Ron. It's Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary.